ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్యాం నరం చైవ నరోత్తమాం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తదో జయముదీరయేత్. నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతే ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. ఓమ జ్ఞాన తిమిరాంతస్య జ్ఞానాంజన శలాకయ చక్షున్మీలితం జ్ఞాన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. హరే కృష్ణ. టుడే వి హావ్ టు డిస్కస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్యాంటో 3 చాప్టర్ 4 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 21. స అహం తద్ దర్శన ఆహ్లాద వియోగ ఆర్తి ప్రభో గమిష్యే దయితం తస్య బదర్యాశ్రమ మండలం సోహం తద్దర్శనాహ్లాద సోహం తద్దర్శనాహ్లాద వియోగార్తియుత ప్రభో వియోగార్తియుత ప్రభో గమిష్యేదైదం తస్య గమిష్యేదైతం తస్య బదర్యాశ్రమమండలం బదర్యాశ్రమమండలం సోహం తద్దర్శనాహ్లాద వియోగార్తియుత ప్రభో గమిష్యేదైతం తస్య బదర్యాశ్రమమండలం. Mataji Hare Krishna, word meaning, Sa Aham, thus myself, Tad, his, Darshana, audience, Ahlada, pleasure, Viyoga, without that, Arthiyuta, afflicted by distress, Prabho, my dear sir, Gemishe, shall go, Deitam, so instructed, Tasya, his, Badaryasrama, Badarikasrama, in the Himalayas, Mandalam, association. Translation purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. My dear Vidura, now I am mad for want of the pleasure of seeing him. And just to mitigate this, I am now proceeding to Badarikasrama in the Himalayas for association, as I have been instructed by him. Please repeat the translation. My dear Vidura, now I am mad for want of the pleasure of seeing him. And just to mitigate this, I am now proceeding to Badarikasrama in the Himalayas for association, as I have been instructed by him. Purport. A pure devotee of the Lord of the standard of Uddhava constantly associate with the Lord in the double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. The pure devotee is not for a moment unengaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. Execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of the pure devotee. Uddhava's separation from the Lord was unbearable, and therefore he started to Badarikasrama in obedience to the Lord's order, because the order of the Lord and the Lord himself are identical. As long as one is engaged in the execution of the order of the Lord, there is no factual separation from him. Hare Krishna. So we are in the session where Uddhava and Vidura,
they met
and they are discussing the meeting of Uddhava with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is the sound clear? Okay, fine. Yeah. So here in this verse, it is mentioned, Darshana Ahlada Viyoga. Darshana means the Darshana Saubhagya, or the opportunity of meeting with the Lord. So then there is ahlada, this lot of pleasure. And once that is lost, that is viyoga. Yoga means union and viyoga means separation. So darshana, what Uddhava is undergoing is darshana ahlada viyoga. Just like, you know, we have seen in the first canto where Narada Muni, now he had the audience of the Lord, and probably sometimes I confuse between a little bit Dhruva's darshan of the Lord and Narada Muni's darshan of the Lord. Both were young boys. So it is mentioned in one of these cases, when they had the darshan of the Lord, all the limbs of the body was separately enlivened. We do not have, you know, any experience of, oh, now my finger is experiencing some pleasure. No? So, but when Narada Muni had the darshan of the Lord, said, my each and every limb of my body was separately enlivened. It's very difficult for us to understand what does it mean. And when he lost that darshana of the Lord, or the Lord disappeared, then Narada Muni, Narada in his previous life, so he again hankered for it. And there was, he could hear the Lord telling, but he's not visible anymore. He said, "My dear Narada, you can't see me anymore. But in your next life, you can come and meet me anytime." So Narada Muni, with his Veena, Narada Muni, Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name. So I don't know whether when Srila Prabhupada was there, there is some Leela with this particular song. Probably here, I don't know. So, Prabhupada was singing Hare Krishna, Mahamudra Japa, and in between he suddenly stopped and started singing this song. Narada Muni Bhajai Veena Radhika Ramana Name. So after all this, the disciples went and asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, why you stop in between and started singing this particular song?" And then Prabhupada said, "You did not see? When you all of you were dancing, Narada Muni was in the middle. You did not see that?" So anyway, the darshana of the Lord is very, very special. So here, Uddhava had the darshan of the Lord and now he lost it. So he is feeling intense separation from the Lord. So pure devotee of the Lord, of the standard of Uddhava, constantly associate with the Lord. So pure devotee, when one become a prema bhakta, is a pure devotee. We know that there is sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. So sadhana bhakti, there are two types. Vaidhi sadhana and raga anuga sadhana. So the difference is about the inspiration. For Vaidhi sadhana, it's like this. I'm chanting 16 rounds because my spiritual master asked me to do. I'm following Ekadashi because I can see all the devotees observe Ekadashi. So I have to, So inspiration comes from outside. But in the Raganuga Bhakti, the inspiration is from within. So the inspiration is like this. He hears Krishna's association with the Vrijavasis. Just like Yashodama is dealing with Krishna, the cowherd boy is dealing with Krishna, the gopi is dealing with Krishna. So these are all in different mellows. So one, according to his surupa, surupa means constitutional position, which can manifest only at the stage of asakti. It can manifest at the stage of only asakti. And next is bhava, that means very close to bhava bhakti, one can understand what is his constitutional position or what is his relationship with Krishna. So in Vrija there are all kind of relationship mellows. So one may try to follow Yashodamai, One may try to follow the cowherd boys, or one may try to follow the gopis. So this trying to follow is called Raganuga Bhakti. So now we should not just think, oh, my relationship with Krishna is in Prema Bhakti because I am a woman. Or another one may think, my relationship with Krishna is like a cowherd boy because I am a man. But when we go to the spiritual world, the man can become a woman, or woman can become man, or we can become a deer or a peacock or a parrot or even a tree. So there is nothing to do with our body in this material world, what is our constitutional position in the spiritual world. So according to what we cultivate, we said two types of sadhana, Vaidhi sadhana and Raganuga sadhana. If we cultivate Vaidhi sadhana and go up and up, Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti, most likely we reach Vaikuntha. Because the Prema we attain through that line is called Mahatmya Jnana Prema. So that Mahatmya means the, with awe and reverence. But if we cultivate the other path, the Raganuga Sadhana, then what we achieve is called Kevala Prema. So that is, very intense love towards Krishna. Means all kind of mellows are available there. But in any case, it comes very naturally. So pure devotee. So coming to this, whichever this path or that path, one may become a pure devotee with Mahatmya Jnana Prema or Kevala Prema. So I believe Prabhupada is mentioning in the Bhatira Samasundu, Arjuna's. So Arjuna, sometimes his prema is Mahatmya Jnana, sometimes is Kevala Prema. So when he has seen that Visharupa, universal form, it immediately become of Mahatmya Jnana Prema. My dear Lord, maybe I might have made a lot of offenses because, Arjuna sometimes keep his leg in the lap of Krishna. And sometimes he will address Krishna as, O Yadava. Yadava means cowherd boy. So when Arjuna was a prince. So as a prince, when he called Krishna, O Yadava, it means, I am a prince and you are a cowherd boy. All these are all joking modes. But when Arjuna was thinking about all these things, he felt, I offended him. But when the mood was more in connection with his family relationship, so then it became Kevala Prema. So these are all special personalities. So, but anyway, Arjuna being a constant companion of Krishna, so his constant rasa is in Kevala Prema, unmixed prema. So pure devotee of the Lord of the standard of Uddhava constantly associate with the Lord in the double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. So this is called Sambhoga and Vipralamba. There are two premas. Sambhoga Prema and Vipralamba Prema. Sambhoga Prema means we are with Krishna and exchanging Prema. This is Sambhoga Prema. Vipralamba Prema means, in separation, just like the gopis mode. Krishna, separation from Krishna and feeling intensely. So which is more intense, Samboga Prema or Vipralamba Prema? Vipralamba Prema. Vipralamba Prema. So Prabhupada is giving the example, you know. When the child is with the mother, it's Samboga Prema, because child and mother is together. And the mother loves the child like anything. But when the child is away, the mother feels more intense love towards the child. By seeing the shoes, by seeing the dress, the mother remembers the child. So that is more intense. So this is why the gopis love towards Krishna was like perfection. So that's why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vijayashatanaya Tathama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Varghenava Kalpita. That means the highest form of worship is, or love is, exhibited by the gopis of Vrindavan. So here we are talking about Uddhava. So Uddhava, when he was, you know, Krishna told Uddhava, you please go to Vrindavan and tell them about me. So Uddhava is coming from Dwaraka. You know, he is kind of royal dress. And he reached that boundary area of Vrindavan. And then he entered Vrindavan, and all the gopis were running towards him, thinking that it is Krishna, because Uddhava is looking like Krishna. And by seeing that love of the gopis, Uddhava was thinking, because the gopis are having very simple dress. Vrajavasis are having very simple, no opulent dress. Uddhava was thinking, you know, what mistake I have done. I have come here with this kingly dress. If I would have known their love towards Krishna, I would have removed all my crowns, all opulent, and then I would have rolled in the ground. So Uddhava, you know, there was another reason why Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan, because Uddhava was always thinking that I am the topmost devotee. There may not be anyone better than me in devotion to Krishna. Then Krishna said, okay, you go to Vrindavan and see what is happening. And all the gopis came around Uddhava, thinking that, you know, it's Krishna. And ultimately they understood it's not Krishna. And then Uddhava went to Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai. And they were all, you know, and the gopis said, you know why we are keeping our life? Because Krishna promised that one day he will come back. That's why we are living. That's our life force. And then Uddhava went to Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai. And then Uddhava said, please be pacified. You know, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is available everywhere. He is right now here. Like that, he started telling to Nanda Maharaj. Yashodamai, Nanda Maharaj said, my dear Uddhava, you please stop this. I thought you have some intelligence. You know, you are the disciple of, I think, Brihaspati, no? Uddhava. I thought you have some intelligence. Where your intelligence is gone? We are burned by separation. And you are telling me that he is Supreme Lord, he is present everywhere. After all, he is my son. So that was the mood of Nanda Maharaj and Yashodamai. So they are in that mood of Vipralampa. So actually the queens of Dwaraka, they had more of Samboga Prema. But the difference between the gopis and the queens had a lot of, you know, respect to Krishna, reverence. So in their love towards Krishna, there was some mixing called Sambrahma Bhava. Sambrahma Bhava means, you know, he's very respectable, whether what I'm doing is right or not. So always this was mixed with their the gopis prema. Sorry, the queen's prema. But when it comes to the gopis, he is ours. We have full freedom. Krishna, don't do like this. You know, these gopis were having different roles in relationship to Krishna. Someone may be like an astrologer. And she will tell Krishna, see, this according to astrology you can do at this time. So they, now someone will chastise Krishna like anything. Someone will advise. So all of them had, you know, different, exchanging different rasas with Krishna. All kind of rasas Krishna was enjoying in Vrija. So that's why, you know, Rupa Goswami said, you know, the objective of my book is Vrindavan Krishna. Bhakti Rasama Sindhu. It's not Dwaraka Krishna, it is not Madhura Krishna, it is specifically Vrindavan Krishna. Why? He is Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti. Akhila Rasa Amrita Murti. Because he exchanged all kind of rasas in Vraja. So we have seen that the same is exhibited by Lord Chaitanya also. So Lord Chaitanya has given us Shishashtaka. The last two verses, one is Samboga Prema and another one is Vipralamba Prema. Yuga itam nimeshena chachusha pravasayitam shunya itam jagasarvam govinda virahename. This is Vipralamba. Separation. And this Ashlisha Vapadaratam Pinastamam, whether you embrace or you kick me, you know, you are my Lord. This is Samboga Prema. So, Vipralamba is very intense. No, it's very easy for us to practice Vipralamba. It's very intense because, you know, we don't meet Krishna. We don't see Krishna personally. But if someone is having the mood of seeing Krishna in his murti, yes, there is Samboga. It's not easy in, you know, like, I think probably Sanatana Goswami said, Pridima nahi tumi sachad Vrijendra Nandana. You know, you are not Pratima. Pratima means, what's that called? Just something made of stone. Pradima nahitume sachad Vrijendra Nandana. You are son of Nanda Maharaj. So here this double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. So Uddhava experienced both. He was with Krishna. He experienced Samboga Prema. And when Krishna left for his abode, he's experiencing Vipralamba Prema. That's what is mentioned here. The double perception of simultaneous separation and meeting. The pure devotee is not for a moment unengaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. So this is the symptom of pure devotee. This is one of the symptoms of Bhava Bhakti, which is called అవ్యర్థ కాలత్వం. అవ్యర్థ, వ్యర్థ మీన్స్ వేస్టింగ్, అవ్యర్థ మీన్స్ డు నాట్ వేస్ట్, కాల మీన్స్ టైం, అవ్యర్థ కాలత్వం మీన్స్ డు నాట్ వేస్ట్ టైం. సో దిస్ అ సింప్టమ్ ఆఫ్ ఎ ప్యూర్ డివోటీ. అట్ ఎవ్రీ మోమెంట్ హీ హ్యాస్ సంథింగ్ టు డూ ఇన్ రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ. ఫర్ డివోటీ దేర్ ఇస్ నథింగ్ లైక్ ఓ ఇట్స్ బోరింగ్ టుడే, ఐ డోంట్ నో వాట్. There is nothing like that for devotees. Bhagavatam is there, Chaitanya Charitamrita is there. Even if we read, you know, sometimes, you know, I think like, even Bhagavad Gita we have not understood properly. You know, lifelong we can keep on reading Bhagavad Gita. What to speak of, you know, volumes and volumes of books given by Srila Prabhupada. You know, one lifetime is not at all enough. There was, you know, someone calculated if we read one shloka per day, you know, to finish Srila Prabhupada's books, you know, how many years it will take. It was very interesting. One human life is not enough, what Prabhupada has done. So the pure devotee is not for a moment unengaged in the transcendental service of the Lord. So this is symptom of bhava, avyartha kalatvam, namagane sadaruji. That means always taste, there is taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Pridhistad vasati stale, you know, all the devotees here are fortunate to stay in a dham, dwaraga, new dwaraga dham, you know, always in the associate. This is called pridhistad vasati stale. So these are the symptoms of pure devotees. They don't waste time. Execution of the Lord's service is the main occupation of the pure devotee. So everything, execution of Lord's service is the main occupation of pure devotee. So the pure devotee has nothing else to do other than what is connected to Krishna. So here most of the devotees are full time. When we give this kind of classes elsewhere, they immediately ask the question whether we have to resign the job, what about our family. So many questions arises. So everything can be connected to Krishna. Everything, every activity can be connected to Krishna. Whether we are working in the office, doing some job, but sometimes, you know, the people in the marketing, they said, Prabhu, you know, we have to tell lies. What do you say about it? You know, marketing means, you know, you are working for the company and you would say, this is the best product available. I guarantee you, and he knows that there is a better product. So, you know, all these kind of things are there. So, Shastra says, be wherever you are and connect your activities to Krishna. So, the question may come, what would be the case with this salesman who has to tell lies? You have to tell lies. You tell lies at the same time you can be a very nice devotee. So maybe one can pray like this: my dear Krishna, you put me into this situation. I am sales representative of this company, so I have to work for that company. So telling one that lie is not a big deal there. Now, sometimes what happens that the practicing devotees, they keep on thinking about that. Anyway, he has to do it. He has to do it. Then they think about it. Oh, I have to tell lies. I have to tell. No. Don't waste time. You know, if you have some time, don't think about how to tell one lie. And then just keep chanting. One devotee, you know, he was working in the some kind of import company. So they were importing meat. So he has to count how many packets are there, you know, and different kind of. So this devotee, one time he said his experience. Then he started praying that, please, my dear Krishna, take me out of out of this job. Every day morning, I have to, you know, count meat. Meat packets. Then he said later he got a job in another import company where he has to count fruits, fruit packets only. No meat business. So Krishna listened to prayers. But that prayers need to be connected to the service of Krishna. Now, I have personal experience. Now, initially my job was taking too much time. You know, I go in the 7 o'clock, then up to 5:30. I had to work, then reach home maybe 7 o'clock. I felt like, no, it's too much. Then I would see, there was a government company, and the people there work only up to 3 o'clock. And 3:30, they are back home. That means practically every day, half day, and it's only 5-day week. Good timing. So I used to think, if I get a job in this company, that would be very nice. I can do a lot of things. Believe it or not, I worked in that particular company for my last, I think, 10 years of service. So, you know, Krishna listened to our prayers. Only thing, connect to service of Krishna. Okay, it is 8:30. I'll just read the remaining part. Uddhava's separation from the Lord was unbearable, and therefore he started to Badrikasram. So Krishna knew. Krishna planned everything and Krishna arranged everything. He kept Uddhava, you know, again in this planet for us. So that he will speak to Vidura, and he went to Badrikasram so that, you know, he will be pacified from the feeling of separation. As long as one is engaged in the execution of the order of the Lord, there is no factual separation from him. So it means the one who is engaged in the service of Krishna, there is nothing like separation from him. Because Krishna is absolute, everything related to Krishna is absolute, and practically, you know, not practically, everything is in relation to Krishna. So that means, you know, we say the absolute truth. Absolute truth means there is nothing outside absolute truth, everything included. In the introduction to Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada defines this. No. Ishvara, Jiva, Prakriti, Kala, Karma. All this together is absolute truth in the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. And in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, a different dimension, definition of absolute truth is there. Janmadiyasya etaha. From where creation, maintenance, and annihilation manifested. So Krishna is absolute. Just connect to Krishna, then there is no difference between meeting Krishna and separation from Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Any questions, comments, please?